The Lord be with you. Great to see everyone gathered here this morning here at Peace Lutheran Church. And one of the great blessings that we have here at Peace is the representation that we have of every generation in our church. And that's going to come through in a theme for the children's message this morning. So in thinking ahead to the children's message, I want you to think about what the cost of bread was, a loaf of bread, the year you were born. So that's going to come back in our worship service this morning. You want to think about that. But everyone's talking and asking and finding out. Wonderful. Today is a special day in the church year. It's All Saints Sunday. This is a powerful reminder that we are united as a body of believers here at this church, but we are united with all followers of Jesus throughout any century. Any time during the history of this earth, we're connected with them. And so that's why we honor today as All Saints Sunday. Remember those. Especially in our service this morning, we are remembering those in our congregation that we personally know with the ringing of the bell and a moment of silence for each person. You'll notice in your bulletin that there's a listing of those individuals. We don't have them page numbered, but it's right after the prayers of the church. I believe there are about 18 names. I have one more name to add to that list, and that is Ernie Godegast. We'll have a moment of silence for Ernie. Ernie, of course, was Carla's good friend. He passed away this year. Also, two names that are in there are Tennille Holroyd. What a special day we had yesterday with Tennille. Boy, we wish that Tennille was still with us. It's still very sudden and tragic, her passing, but we're thankful for the promises Jesus gave her. Her name is there. There were about 470 people here yesterday for her service. Also on that list is Joe Worth. Joe, as my email went out this week, Joe passed away Wednesday. A service for Joe will be this Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 9th at 11 a.m. with a lunch reception to follow. There's an insert that details all that information out in the narthex area in the church. Come and support the family with your presence during that memorial service this Wednesday. Yes? Oh, Terry is not on there. She should be. Okay. She was on there originally. She's not. Okay. We will add Teria. Other announcements to share with the congregation. Next Sunday is going to be a special Sunday where we recognize our veterans in our church during the service. We're going to show pictures with music in the service for a few moments of those that have served and been veterans members here in our congregation. So if you have someone that you'd like to include or yourself, please see Carol Gutbrod with that. And then also, there's been a lot of work. I just want to point it out before you leave today. The pavers for the patio were put down this week. And so it just looks absolutely wonderful. And you really see how it's all going to work together now. You get a good picture with your eyes. So before you leave during fellowship, go ahead and peek out there and see all the work that's been done out there this week. Other announcements to share? Ellen.
I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to thank everyone so much for all the help yesterday. All the food was amazing, and there's still lots left for today. And just all the volunteers that helped serve and usher and everything. Almost everybody in the church was involved. So thank you all very much.
Kay.
I want to thank everyone that contributed to our baskets for the bazaar for next weekend. I have most of them put together. We were going to have about 30 this year, so that's really great, and I really appreciate everyone that sponsored a basket. Thank you.
And anyone who has donations of items to bring for the bazaar, if you could just put them in either of the two side Sunday school rooms for now, and then we'll put them out after the service on Wednesday. The things that go on this side are the things for the grandma's attic, and we're asking for nice garage sale items, not junky garage sale items, but you know, nice things that, and if you want, what? No clothing, okay, but just, you know, nice items, garage sale. And then we decided, just because of a busy week, if anyone does want to make lefse, please make it at home and bring it. We're just not going to have a gathering here at church just because of scheduling. So if you want to make lefse and bring it, great, and if we'll have a big lefse party next year.
I just wanted to thank everybody for signing up to bring cookies for sale on the Saturday. You can bring them on Friday afternoon or bring them Saturday morning. A lot of people didn't know exactly what kind of cookies they were going to bring, so if you can tell me after church, or I might try to call everybody during the week just to see what cookies we're bringing so I can make little labels. So thank you.
Awesome. I think that does it for our announcements.